Welcome to the Isaka Podcast. Isaka is celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2019. On the 50th anniversary series of the Isaka Podcast, we're discussing some of the big picture topics and trends that have shaped the past 50 years for Isaka's professional community, and that will continue to moving forward. Today we'll be discussing the evolution of professional networking with Matthias Kraft, Associate Director of Internal Audit at Fidelity International, and a longtime Isaka member. Matthias, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Jay.
All right, to start out, Matthias, how would you say that professional networking has changed the most during the course of your career?
The objective and the purpose of networking stayed essentially the same. So networking means the establishment and maintenance of personal and professional contacts. The objective is to create a network consisting of a group of people that have relationships with each other, either privately or professionally, to support and help each other and to cooperate. This was true when I started my career or even at university, and it's still true today. The means of networking have changed, however. In early days, networking was almost every time bound to physically meeting up with individuals, collecting a business card, a physical business card. I remember I used to have small folders where I stored business cards and carried them with me. So this has totally come off. Only very few physical business cards are exchanged, but social media profiles are being used to connect, such as LinkedIn, Facebook, Xing, and so on. The physical meeting itself, in terms of effectiveness of networking, however, is still my preferred way to network. It's important to connect a face, a voice, impressions to an individual that you're sharing interests with, which ultimately leads up to building trust. And once this first step has been taken, future networking can be done using online ways.
How has the rise of social media and sites like LinkedIn helped shape the networking landscape?
So LinkedIn, so through these platforms, you have immediately access to billions of professionals. This helps to exchange your electronic business card, but it cannot replace the human element of trust and personal relationship that you immediately build when you meet someone in person. What I absolutely love about social media and sites is the easy way to communicate with other professionals using the mailing functionalities that sit within those platforms. In the past, you really needed to reconnect with someone if that person started a new job and suddenly had a new email address. So this burden has now totally come off, as individuals tend to maintain their social media accounts to keep contact details current. That's really what I love.
All things considered, what do you find to be the most valuable aspects of networking?
Let me speak about my personal experience and share a little story. So I used to work for more than 10 years in a professional consultancy firm with more than 150,000 employees. Whenever I needed to speak to an expert, a subject matter expert, getting some insight, thought leadership, or getting introduced to a new business contact, I was able to leverage this huge network from my employer. In parallel, I had started to build my own professional network via associations like ISACA, attending local networking events in my different home chapters, Luxembourg at the time, then later the Auckland, New Zealand chapter, then after this, the Germany chapter, attending local and international conferences such as the KEX conferences around the world. So this really helped me to build a broad and strong professional network. So why I'm comparing my employer's network to my own personal professional network. So when I decided to move out of the professional consultancy world, I quickly realized how precious this personal network is. I was now able to leverage the network, which I couldn't leverage my employer's network anymore, obviously. So my recommendation to all listeners is always try to build your own professional personal network outside of your own organization, that you can really count on it and support it if you decide to move outside of your organization or you're deciding to moving roles.
Can you elaborate a bit on when you were making that career transition, how you went about leveraging your network?
Yeah. So when I decided to move out of the consultancy world, I suddenly realized that I was not able anymore to call a subject matter expert within my company to get the right contacts that I needed to have. So suddenly I found myself in kind of a difficult situation. But on the other hand, the situation was already solved because I had this personal professional network that was built independently from my employer, where I could just go out and call up or contact professionals I had met over the last 10 years through my professional networking activities via ISACA, to be able to say, okay, I need an expert in cybersecurity. I know these two guys in the US, or I need an expert about IT governance. I know there's a colleague I know from Japan. And so this really, really helped me to get or to stay up to date and to get still my day-to-day challenges addressed and being able to keep an international network up and running.
In my interactions with ISACA members over the years, I've heard many of them cite how their ISACA network has helped connect them with career opportunities or maybe locate someone they can go to with certain questions. How do you view the role that industry associations like ISACA can play in professional networking?
Yes, of course. And first of all, organizations like ISACA, the IIA, ISC Square, etc., they are really great because they bring together the right people. You find people that share your own professional interests and that have taken an active decision to be part of a professional network. So personally, ISACA has been of great value for me to connect and stay in touch with plenty of professionals around the globe. So what makes associations like ISACA so special? It is that those are not just like social media platforms that offer a way to communicate, but they continually provide professionals with the relevant targeted information that supports a professional like me on my day-to-day journey at work. So on top of general networking, like meeting up at events and conferences, associations like ISACA, they really offer as well the opportunity to volunteer and to co-work with other individuals around the globe. So, for example, I'm chairing the local young professional group at the ISACA Germany chapter, which brings together young professionals or people that are new to the profession to discuss relevant day-to-day challenges in the information security audit and governance world.
As an example of a local network, can you tell our listeners about the local young professionals group that you are involved with in Germany?
Sure. So the group was established in 2016 as we saw a need for a think tank coming up with fresh ideas on how to revive local chapter activities and how to drive strategic orientation to prepare the chapter for the coming decade. So we at the local ISACA Germany Young Professional Group, about 10 young professionals, we meet up each month virtually and at least 1 to 2 times physically somewhere in Germany. Again, here you see how important it is to meet up physically to create this element of relationship and trust that I was mentioning earlier. So since our inception, we have developed a membership survey to understand what drives our members, why they took a decision to become a member of ISACA in the first place, what are their professional interests, learn about language requirements, is it English or German, as we have about 20% of non-German speakers in our very large chapter of more than 2,500 members. We also organized a number of so-called Connect events out of the Young Professional Group, where we had speakers promoting topics that we deemed relevant to be addressed for the group and for the entire membership. We also organized a so-called Cybersecurity Innovation Challenge, where young professionals of groups can submit their ideas or innovative projects. And once a winner has been selected, that group is invited to present the idea or the project at our annual ISACA Germany conference and getting formally rewarded there. So look out for more to come on this end as well.
So going beyond some of the potential professional benefits, can you speak to the relationship building opportunities to better get to know people and sometimes even develop friendships that also can result from networking?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned trust a few times. So I think relationship building and getting to know better is all about building trust. And I think it's a very human that we are all bound to trust from when we are small children, trusting our parents, and we repeat this pattern throughout our professional life as well. And this is where quality networking and professional organizations such as ISACA make such a difference as compared to the more anonymous social media networking platforms such as LinkedIn, where by default the trust level is zero. And I say this as an information security professional, so the trust level by default is not very high. So lots of people try to connect with me through those platforms. But if I cannot see at least a number of joint touch points, such as the same current or previous employer, a membership with a professional association like ISACA, it's very difficult to establish a basic trust level, creating an interest for me to connect and network with that individual. Particularly my experience with networking during ISACA conferences and events has resulted in very positive relationships building and with professionals around the globe. Most of them have even become friends.
How do you anticipate that professional networking will continue to evolve in the future?
So we see trends to more anonymization in networking, and let me explain this. So ISACA is a membership organization where you need to take an active decision to become a member. So by default, you are not anonymous to the organization. If I compare this to other organizations or social media platforms, you might disclose quite a few personal data, because this is how these platforms make money with your data. But at the end, you don't know a lot about the other member. And what we have seen is that younger people tend to have a preference to not bind themselves with an agreement, such as becoming a member and paying a fee to become member of an organization. And this generation, I think, prefers simply to consume and, let's say, to click on an app and get the information, here you go. And I think this is their reality. It's about services that probably appear to be free of charge. It's all app-driven on a smartphone, on a tablet. So why do I say this? I say it because I strongly believe that quality network will only be possible through individuals that are willing to dedicate themselves to a group of peers via events online. No doubt there will be a lot more online events coming out, or offline during conferences or events. And of course, and that's very for sure, that the technology will support more online networking, more interaction and collaboration, but the basic human element of trust will always be required for successful networking.
And lastly, I wanted to touch on the technology field certainly has its share of introverts, and the idea of networking might be a little intimidating to some people. What would you say to someone like that about why he or she should work past that trepidation?
Yeah, good point, Jay. And I think it's just important to make this step and probably go to a local chapter event to meet up with professionals and to see the benefit out of speaking to these people, getting fresh ideas, fresh innovative ideas, and then to see the success story growing somehow. And then you probably want to go to an international conference. You're realizing that there are other associations out there. You could probably decide to sign up for volunteering. And I think it's by seeing a benefit through a very small, maybe local activity, just attending an event and getting good insights, good input, that this will help you to motivate yourself to go the extra step. Slow, but steady. And I think this is all what networking is about.
Well said, and thank you for being with us today, Matthias.
Thank you, Jay.
That's our program for today. For more on ISACA's 50th anniversary, visit www.isaca50.org.